Petersburg Municipal Power and Light Superintendent Joe Nelson says Petersburg's electricity demands have soared in recent years, especially during the winter months. He attributed the increased demand to many residential and commercial buildings switching from oil to electric heat. He expressed concern over the possibility of losing hydropower from Tyee Lake south of Wrangell.
And should we lose Tyee, the connection to Tyee, either for the transmission line or because of problems over there, our poor little diesel plant over here would not hold it.
The city of Petersburg recently approved the purchase of a new diesel generator to increase backup capacity. Nelson says the city needs to consider its options for future demand increases, saying conservation, alternative energy sources, and rate restructuring are on the table. Nelson also noted there is no good estimate of how much more demand the current system can withstand. Estimating that figure is one of the tasks the SEIRP Working Group hopes to accomplish. The working group's presentation focused on alternative energy solutions, in particular, wood pellets. Devani Plenovich of the Alaska Energy Authority and Nathan Sobolev of Sea Alaska-owned Ha'ani LLC both presented on using various wood derivatives, also called biomass, to meet Petersburg's energy needs. Sobolev says that in the short term, wood pellets are an inexpensive alternative to diesel.
Here in Petersburg, the price of pellets in a 40-pound bag is about $380 a ton, and through bulk wood pellet deliveries, you could be looking at $300 a ton, which is $6 per 40-pound bag.
At $380 per ton, pellets would be the equivalent of oil at $3.19 per gallon. The pellets are currently shipped in from the lower 48, but Sobolev is optimistic about the potential for local expansion.
You can quickly get to the level of demand such that the Southeast Alaska region could support its own wood pellet producing facility in a large scale and bringing with it a lot of jobs.
The Sea Alaska Plaza in Juneau currently runs on a wood pellet boiler. The Tongass Discovery Center in Ketchikan and the Coast Guard Air Station in Sitka are in the process of converting. Some local residents expressed concern over the meeting's emphasis on biomass.
I feel like we're kind of being railroaded down this biomass alternative when there are plenty of alternatives. And I would like to see in your draft analysis equal consideration given to all alternatives.
That was Becky Knight. She says biomass poses health hazards that she would like to see the committee address. During the meeting, she quoted information from burningissues.org. Resident Martha Smith says she's concerned about the carbon footprint of biomass.
I think that biomass heat production or electricity production has been around for a long time. I lived in Spokane when they converted many, many stoves to pellet stoves there. They started making Presto logs. And subsequent to that were huge air quality issues and health issues. And I also think that we need to expand from looking at only our community to looking at the state environment and the global environment in terms of what are we doing in terms of carbon emissions with this.
Hydropower was also discussed during the meeting. IRP project manager James Strandberg says the group will recommend several hydro projects for Southeast in its report, including Whitman Lake, south of Ketchikan. He says tidal options are under consideration, but doesn't anticipate they'll be among the recommended short-term solutions, citing a lack of available technology. Wind, geothermal, and heat pumps were also mentioned in the meeting. Project coordinator Robert Venables says the use of new technologies is a local issue.
Are you willing to assume the risk that comes along with research and development projects? And that's, to a large degree, a local decision that should come up through your community, through your elected mayor, council, and then put forward to the state as those opportunities arise and say, yes, we want to be positioned for those. But all those opportunities will be identified in the plan.
The working group expects to have a draft of the SEIRP out by November 8th. The document will present findings on the current usage of power resources and will make recommendations about how to meet future energy needs. For more information about the plan, you can visit the Alaska Energy Authority's website, akenergyauthority.org. In Petersburg, I'm Esme Joyce.